Gun rights advocates in Wisconsin are disputing recent comments from President Donald Trump and his administration following the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy in Minnesota. It's Thursday, January 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a full investigation into Preddy's death, but is also blaming Democrats for chaos in Minneapolis. And a federal judge is ending court monitoring of a youth prison in Wisconsin 8 years after ordering reforms there. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Some gun rights advocates in Wisconsin say they're uneasy about comments from President Donald Trump's administration about whether people should carry legal firearms at protests. Rich Kramer reports.
After Alex Preddy was shot and killed by federal agents in Minnesota Saturday, FBI Director Kash Patel said people cannot bring firearms to protests and they don't have a right to break the law. Preddy had a concealed carry license in Minnesota. His handgun was holstered before he was killed. Dan Marcon owns a gun range near Eau Claire and has taught concealed carry classes for the past decade. He says Preddy made mistakes during the confrontation, but he took issue with how the Trump administration has described the right to carry.
Let's say I lived in that neighborhood and now I'm walking through that neighborhood with my firearm on and I'm walking through a protest and now I can't have it there. You know, that's a bunch of...
Since Preddy's killing, the National Rifle Association and similar groups have criticized the comments from the Trump administration. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters gathered in Milwaukee last night in the wake of the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy. Preddy grew up in Green Bay. The 37-year-old ICU nurse was killed by federal agents last weekend during the ongoing crackdown in the Twin Cities. Terry Hess is a volunteer with an immigrants' rights group in Milwaukee. He spoke about Preddy's legacy during the rally, which was held outside of Milwaukee's ICE field office.
He cared for the larger community of people, joining others to protest, assist, and resist like all of you are doing today, the injustices inflicted upon his community by the ICE agents.
The protest came as immigrant rights groups have debunked rumors of imminent Minneapolis-style ICE crackdowns in Wisconsin. Senator Ron Johnson is joining the chorus of Wisconsin Republicans blaming Democrats for the recent deaths in Minnesota at the hands of federal agents. Speaking on WPR's Wisconsin Today, Johnson called for an independent investigation into the death of Alex Preddy. Johnson called the death a tragedy, but said Democratic leadership led the need for an immigration crackdown.
These are Democrat-created problems, and now they are resisting and they are obstructing law enforcement as President Trump is trying to clean up these Democrat-created messes.
Wisconsin Democrats have denounced the actions of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Minnesota. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Democratic Party called ICE a, quote, un-American militant force that is murdering, kidnapping, and assaulting American citizens. One of the Republican candidates for governor in Wisconsin has dropped out of the race. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman announced his decision on social media yesterday. It came a day after President Donald Trump endorsed his rival in the Republican primary. That is Congressman Tom Tiffany. In a statement, Shulman congratulated Tiffany for receiving Trump's support and wished him success in November. Shulman's departure leaves Tiffany without a prominent challenger in the Republican primary. 7 Democrats are seeking their party's nomination for governor. It's been 8 years since a judge ordered reforms at a Wisconsin youth prison in response to a federal lawsuit. Now, that court oversight is coming to an end. Sarah Lear has the details.
Since 2018, an official has been monitoring conditions at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison. That's because of a settlement ordering the facility to make changes. That included eliminating the use of pepper spray and curtailing strip searches. Tim Muth is with ACLU Wisconsin, which brought the lawsuit. He says, even though Lincoln Hills is now complying with the settlement terms,
it's still a prison, and children shouldn't be in prisons. And we do call for, you know, a system that looks to rehabilitate.
A federal judge agreed Wednesday to end the court oversight of Lincoln Hills. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Efforts to bring Wisconsin's PFAS regulations in line with contested federal drinking water standards moved forward yesterday. As Danielle Kading reports, the state's Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule that mirrors limits set by the Biden administration.
In 2024, the Environmental Protection Agency set drinking water standards for six PFAS substances. The Trump administration's EPA plans to roll back limits for the chemicals. That comes as water utilities and chemical companies have challenged the standards in court. Peter Burris with Wisconsin Conservation Voters supports bringing the state in line with Biden-era limits due to serious health issues linked to PFAS.
We owe it to every Wisconsinite to make progress on this issue as quickly as possible.
Industry groups have urged the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to hold off on its proposed standards. The head of DNR's drinking water program fears that would cause the state to miss key deadlines or lose its power to enforce federal regulations. The rule is subject to approval from the governor and legislature. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin hunters will have a better chance to harvest a black bear this fall due to a record number of licenses and a higher quota approved yesterday. The Natural Resources Board signed off on issuing more than 15,000 licenses for hunters. They'll be able to harvest more than 4,000 bears. Those levels follow recommendations made by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The number of licenses was bumped up 16% from last year. DNR large carnivore specialist Randy Johnson told the board that most of the increase will occur in the southern portion of the state. The agency's goal is to give hunters more opportunity to harvest a bear and level off population growth. The allowable harvest is up 2% from last year's quota. The DNR plans to maintain the bear population in most of its six management zones. Wisconsin has roughly 24,000 black bears. Coming up, we'll hear growing concerns about proposed electric rates for data centers from We Energies. Plus, one Wisconsin community successfully turns away a proposed data center development. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Analysts for Wisconsin utility regulators are raising concerns about proposed special electric rates for data centers from We Energies. As Joe Schultz reports, that's according to testimony filed with the Public Service Commission.
Commission staff and interest groups say the plan could shift some costs of building new power plants onto other customers if data centers use less energy than expected or leave early. The proposal would allow large energy users to pay only 75% of fixed costs for some power plants, with regular customers covering the remaining 25% in all fuel costs. Consumer and environmental groups say that puts ratepayers at risk. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin.
The bottom line is we think there are loopholes in what We Energies has proposed that actually do put customers at risk of paying additional costs with this data center wave.
We Energies says its plan is on the right track and will protect customers as regulators review the proposal. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A controversial plan to build a $12 billion data center in the Madison suburb of DeForest is dead. The company behind the plan said yesterday they will not move forward in the village. Virginia-based QTS Data Centers had been working in the community for months on a plan to annex 1,600 acres for the project. But thousands of residents signed a petition opposing it, and hundreds turned out for meetings to speak out against it. The village president announced earlier this week that the plan is, quote, not feasible, and village staff recommended against the annexation. In a statement, QTS said it will continue to look for other opportunities in communities served by the Alliant Energy Utility in Wisconsin and Iowa. The company said it will also continue a $1.5 million partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison focused on responsible data center development. And finally, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast for today. A mix of sunshine and clouds in southern Wisconsin today, but mostly cloudy in the north, and we could see a few flurries there throughout the day. High temperatures only getting into the single digits throughout the day. Really cold overnight once again, with low temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below zero, and a good chance for some lake effect snow near Lakes Michigan and Superior. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.